holding his laptop and a few essentials. Sleet slapped at him when he climbed out of the car, but the cold, that whistling Atlantic wind, cut through the outer layers of lethargy. Waves boomed against the rock, slapped against the sand, combining into a constant hissing roar. Eli dragged the house keys out of his jacket pocket, stepped onto the shelter of the wide stone portico to the massive double entrance doors hewn more than a century before from teak imported from Burma. 2 years, he thought, closer to three since he'd been here. Too busy with his life, with work, with the disaster of his marriage to drive up for a weekend, a short vacation, a holiday visit with his grandmother. He'd spent time with her, of course, the indomitable Hester Hawken Landon, whenever she'd come to Boston. He'd called her regularly, emailed, Facebooked, and Skyped. Hester might have been cruising toward 80, but she'd always embraced technology and innovation with curiosity and enthusiasm. He'd taken her to dinner, to drinks, remembered flowers and cards, gifts, gathered with her and his family for Christmas, important birthdays. And that, he thought as he unlocked the door, was all just rationalization for not taking the time